Any further business to come before the board?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Riz.
This in our folder.
Which is this?
About ETS, which is currently the provider of teacher licensure and certification assessments, and they've offered to come and present to us. Is this something worth entertaining? Because it seems like yes. They're saying that they have state-of-the-art different measures, and maybe we should
never seen it.
Yep. Is that the GED?
Oh, it says letter October 18th.
Well, that's a problem. That's why I need to read it. Can I read
sure.
it and get back to you all on it? Because I have not seen it.
I'd just like to say that I would like to hear from ETS. I've been a public skeptic of the very high pass rates on Praxis tests for many years, and I would very much appreciate the opportunity to speak with those who are responsible for the assessment.
So another public grilling is in the offing, along with the districts that have high bridge rates.
Got it.
Okay. Further business, Mia.
Yes, I do have a question. So you also had information in your packets about the Maryland Adult Learning Advisory Council. We do need a board member to serve as a representative for a position that was vacated by one of our board members who left the board in June. So I just wanted to know if there's someone who wants to volunteer now, or should I contact you later to hope and encourage you to volunteer?
What does it do?
What is it again?
Say a word more.
Okay.
Is that it?
Oh. So it's the Department of Labor Licensing and Regulations, who now has oversight of the GED testing program. And so they, and I'm not reading from their document, I'm just trying to summarize here. Hold on just a second. So the council's responsibilities, they serve as a resource to DLLR and its Division of Workforce Development and Adult Learning on matters pertinent to program and policy development. And it's basically a collaboration and coordination between adult education and other agencies serving similar populations across the state. And there's a summary of the information that's included in your packets. If you would like to review all of the detailed information, I can send it to you again, and then you can let me know based on that information, or if on this general description somebody's ready to jump in, let me know, and then I can forward that information to them, and they will follow up with more specific information for you.
The reason it's not to be taken lightly is that we talked this morning about alternative paths to a diploma. The GED is, loosely speaking, one of those. It's not a diploma given by the state, but it is an equivalent certificate intended to give people equivalent ability to proceed.
It is a Maryland High School diploma.
It is a diploma.
Yes, absolutely.
So it is an alternative route to a diploma.
Yes.
Well, so one thing we should take note of is we should fold that into our discussion of alternative routes to diplomas, along with the bridge program and the other alternative routes that we had alluded to earlier.
So do you all want to nominate someone, or do you want us to send it back out to you?
Well, is there a volunteer among those present is the immediate question.
This is probably my thing, so.
Michelle just volunteered, so you're done.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
It's probably my area.
Thank you very much. You can take a brief respite from the Mental Health Committee and take this one on.
Oh, no, we're not slowing down.
All right, you can do both. Anything else, Mia?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Any other business?
No. Who gave you a gavel?
I would like to commend Dr. Finn on his splendid chairing.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
It's unanimous.